My cotton Yerushalmi corresponding to my cotton Bavli Daf Yud. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Med Beis at the Mishnah on the top of the page. Hayedjet. Hayedjet toifer kadalkei va'uman makalev. The Mishnah says an amateur may sew regularly and a professional tailor may sew in a makalev, means a dog-like kind of way. The masargim as a metois, one may masareg the beds. Well, these will be explained. Rabbi Yosi Omer af matrim, one may even memateach. The Gemara says to be Rabbanai amru kadalkei malech amachat mechalev achas achas. The Gemara says that one of the house of Rabbanai explained that what's sewing regularly, making many stitches in the garment and then pulling the thread. One act of pulling thereby completes many stitches. Mechalev is stitch by stitch. Rabbi Yochanan amar kadalkei achas achas mechalev mafsir. Rabbi Yochanan says that regularly means stitch by stitch. Mechalev means leaving spaces between each stitch. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Yochanan haritz onim mechalvin b'mayed. And we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Strap makers are mechalev on chol ha-mayed. In tema achas achas kachi umnusam, ele kini kaimen b'masir. If you say that mechalev means stitch by stitch, well, this is the way they usually sew. Rather, mechalev must mean leaving spaces between each stitch. Ezu hedjet ve'ezu uman. What's the definition of an amateur? What's the definition of a professional? And Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina kol shu mezaveg es ha'umiyos ve'u hedjet. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina answers, an amateur is one who does not know how to sew a hem evenly, rather one side is narrow and one side is wide. Amr Simon ha'toifer, ba'toifer kisim hi masnisa. Rabbi Simon said the Mishnah is discussing a person who makes bumps in the garment when he sews it. Rematchim, Rabbi Yosef Amar, is palgun chizkei Rabbi Yochanan, chizkei Amar siruk shesiv erev, mituach oi shesiv erev, Rabbi Yochanan Amar siruk oi shesiv erev, mituach haisa rafa ematcha. Rematchim, the beds, the Mishnah says. Rabbi Yosef says that there's a dispute between Chizkei and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkei said that sirug is weaving the support ropes of a bed in two directions. Mituach is weaving in only one direction. Rabbi Yochanan said that sirug means weaving them in one direction. Mituach means pulling it taut if it loosened. Amar chia ba'aba, hakol meidim b'sirug, shehu shesiv erev, ma'pligin b'mituach, chizkei oma oi shesiv erev, Rabbi Yochanan oma im haisei rafa mematcha. Rabbi chia ba'aba said that all agree that sirug means weaving in two directions. They disagree over mituach. Chizkei said it means weaving in one direction, and Rabbi Yochanan said it means pulling it taut if it loosened. Rabbi Yasa hayu leshmul, Rabbi Chanina, siruk shesiv erev, liyadin I kahador de Chizkei vin kahador de b'chir ba'aba divrei hakol. Rabbi Yasa instructed Shmul, the son of Rabbi Chanina, to weave siruk in two directions. And as far as Rabbi Yasa's understanding of the dispute, we don't know whether he was following Chizkei or b'chir ba'aba. Amr bun ba'chir, claiming Rabbi Zeira, masnisa amakein, siruk shesiv erev. Rabun Bachir said to Rizeir that there's a Mishnah that teaches that Sirug means weaving in two directions. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Kelim. When a person begins to weave a bed, means he has made three knots and the rope is still long, it's still considered attached to the bed. Therefore, one who touches such a rope of a Tomei bed will become Tomei, since this rope will soon be part of the bed itself. Yizlach Meima, Shesi v'lay Erev, or Erev v'lay Shesi. The Gemara asks, could this be referring to weaving in only one direction? It could not then, therefore, refer to knots, which require ropes coming from two directions. Now, which is a laharim or a sarig, the Gemara asks, is it permitted for a person who already owns a bed to act deceptively by claiming he prefers to have a new bed and weave a new bed on chol ha-mayed? Rav Hoysha, Islei, Kemach, Vatachan, Chitin. Rav Hoysha answered, it's prohibited just as a person who already owns flour cannot grind anymore. Zero Amar, Lovi Yoina, Rav Zeira said to Rav Yona, go out and buy us beans to grind in chol ha-mayed. Amalei, islan tocha d'mayada. Rav Yona asked, do we have millstones that grind in chol ha-mayed? V'ikvid eloye. Rav Zeira became angry with Rav Yona as he held that it was permitted. We come now to the next Mishnah, Mamidim tanur v'kirayim b'mayed, when we set up an oven or stove in chol ha-mayed. Rav Yoda Oimer, ein mechavshin es harichayim b'tchila. Rabbi Yehuda says one may not chisel out grooves in the millstone so that it can grind effectively. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbi Chalafta Bar Shol or Ravadjali Yigadrenu B'tchila. The Gemara brings a brisa from Rabbi Chalafta Bar Shol as long as he does not build a new oven. Tani Tanor V'kirayim Chadoshim Ein Sachim Oysan B'Shemen Ve'Ein Toilin Oysan B'Matlis Ve'Ein Choismin Oysan B'Tzoinin B'Shor Shi'ischasmu Ve'Ein B'Shor Shi'ishprech Aleim V'Sakadei Rav Monta. The brisa says, to a new oven or stove one may not rub them with oil, polish them with a cloth, close them up using cold water after they were fired up, and if he cooled it, to cause it in order to be able to place a pot there if permitted. V'tani kein tanur v'kirayim chadoshim harihen kol hakelim v'metaltalim v'chotzer. And we have a support from a baisa. A new oven or stove is viewed like any other utensil and may be moved around the courtyard. Rabbi Yudan bar Rabbi Shmuel hoiri medorchak lahavi kira chadosha mebeit ha'uman lishpois alei ha'sakadei v'betchila v'yomtev. Under pressing circumstances, Rabbi Yudan bar Rabbi Shmuel instructed bringing a new oven from the manufacturer to use it to cook up a pot of food on Yom Tov.